Welcome into the Fantasy Phenoms podcast. Justin Herforth here with Andrew Cook. It is Wednesday, September 18th. Before we get started, you can follow us on Twitter at the FF Phenoms. My Twitter handle is at Justin Herforth, and Andrew is at PhenomAC. We have a great show for you today. We have our Week 3 matchup breakdowns, as well as our phenomenal start to the week, so you can get that W this week. So with that, we can jump right in. Say hi to the people, Andrew.
How's everyone doing? Speaking of getting W's, how are we doing, Justin?
We're still looking for that first W. things have not gone our way through the first 2 weeks. I think I've scored 100-plus in both weeks, and I've still lost. So.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's...
That's just how it goes, though.
We've both made a couple trades, trying to revamp our rosters a little bit, tinker a little, see if that can get us in the win column. I'm hoping it can, because I started 0-2 in the division, so that's a great way to start the season. still not as bad as last year. I started 0-5 last year.
Yeah.
I still made the championship,
I don't
so
think you'll be going 0-5.
No, I don't think I will either. If I do, I'm going to full-on tilt. I almost did last year. I somehow stayed calm and won. I don't know how that even happened, because normally I'd be a full-on panic. But anyway, so I think we can jump right in then. I guess we can just start with, we have a couple questions from our listeners on Twitter.
Yeah, so we asked you guys to send a couple questions. It was kind of a late notice, but thank you guys for sending questions last week, along with this week. We appreciate it. The first question, there's two questions. The first one that we're going to answer is from at @dat_hood_ace.
Oh, that's my favorite hood.
Dat Hood Ace. Who to start at tight end? This is multiple people here. So,
okay.
Who to start at tight end? George Kittle or Mark Andrews? I think we probably...
You got to go Kittle
there.
Yeah,
this is George Kittle here. The star power of George Kittle. This is superstar tight end. Mark Andrews is hot, but it's George Kittle. You have to start George Kittle.
Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer. If you have both of them like throughout the season, I would probably consider trading
Andrews.
Would
you consider flexing Andrews over
some
options?
If your league has that option, possibly. I know like our league does, but not all leagues do. So, I mean, if your league only has the one tight end capability, I would just flat out trade Mark Andrews because you could probably get a good package for him. Or you could honestly trade Kittle and get an even bigger package back and still start Andrews.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, I guess you would be getting more value for Kittle.
Just from the name value.
But Andrews is top. What is he like?
He's number one right now.
Andrews is. So you could get really good value. I'd try and cash in on that if you have Kittle. So the wide receivers, then he asks, would you start Hollywood Brown or Marquise Brown, Allen Robinson, or Tyler Lockett? Hollywood Brown, Allen Robinson, Tyler Lockett. I know my answer for this question. I'm picking Tyler Lockett here.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I love the matchup.
That Saints secondary, it's still kind of weak. They're going to need to throw the ball. I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to keep him in that game. So I think Lockett should have a pretty good line.
And last week he proved that he was able to. The first week was kind of rough. Then last week he proved again that he was like he really is the top target.
Yeah.
Next to DK Metcalf, but
for sure.
But I'd still rather. Would you rather start Lockett than Metcalf, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, Lockett, you drafted him to be your number one. He's shown he is the number one in that offense. So yeah, you got to keep throwing him in your lineup.
And then the next question by Steven Sophon, S-O-P-H-O-N. Not exactly sure how it is. I apologize. Calvin Ridley or DeMarcus Robinson is the first part of the question. Calvin Ridley, DeMarcus Robinson. The Falcons play against the Colts in Indianapolis, so it's a pretty decent matchup. There should be some points scored in that game. The Chiefs up against the... Who do they play this week?
They get the Ravens.
Now, the Ravens are a good defense, but it's in Kansas City, and
Mahomes
is just, like, matchup-proof at this point. So, what are you thinking? Ridley or DeMarcus Robinson?
Oh, my gosh. Ridley had a great week last week. I mean, they're at the Colts.
We know the ceiling. Okay, if you're going for ceiling, it's DeMarcus Robinson.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you need the safer floor, I'd go Ridley. I mean, you... Basically, know what you're getting from Ridley. I think you're almost guaranteed 8 to 10 points at the very worst for him, especially if you're in a PPR format. But if you're looking for that boom play, DeMarcus Robinson, he can win you a week.
It just comes down to the struggle with him and Hardman. If you know, if Hardman connects on a big play and DeMarcus Robinson just doesn't have a great day.
See, and part of the reason Robinson went off was because Watkins wasn't as efficient. So I think Watkins will have a bounce back week. I don't want that to happen because I'm playing against Sammy Watkins. So I hope Robinson does go off. But I think if it was me in the situation, I would go with Calvin Ridley just because I do know what I am getting from him. He is the bona fide number two in that Falcons offense.
I think I would too.
Just it could be like either Hardman going off, Kelsey could have another big week, Watkins could. So it's kind of up in the air. There in KC, you're kind of just flipping, like rolling the dice there, flipping a coin.
Yeah.
So I'd go with the safer bet with Calvin Ridley.
I agree. And then the other part of the question is James Conner or Rashad Penny? I think
it's James Conner there.
Yeah, that's James Conner. Not even much discussion has to be done there. Maybe 5 weeks from now, if somehow Penny takes over the job, it's a conversation. But right now, Penny's just kind of there for occasional receiving work and kind of coming in as a change of pace from Carson.
Or if Chris Carson fumbles the ball.
Yeah, because then he'll just not be in for the rest of the
game. Because, you know, Pete Carroll throws like the little like temper tantrum. Like, exactly. You know what? You fumbled. I'm going to just put you on the bench because I want to.
Exactly.
You're not allowed to play anymore, Chris.
I mean, literally, Rashad Penny.
And then Chris
could
just sits with a little pout. He just,
Rashad Penny could do it, but, like, it's just. Chris Carson's still a good running back.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason Rashad Penny went round one in the draft. I mean, he has all the talent in the world. Pete Carroll, he does love Chris Carson.
But do you actually expect it to happen, taking over Chris Carson?
I mean, maybe after this year. But yeah. I think for the rest of this year, it's if healthy, Chris Carson will be the guy.
I agree. All right, you want to move into the matchups this week?
Our first matchup will be the Titans at the Jaguars. That's the Thursday night game. So the Titans right now are 2-point favorites on the road. So I guess on the Titans side here, obviously, we have a few like obvious starts here. I'd obviously start Derrick Henry, and I think the Titans defense is a really obvious start going up against Gardner Minshew. Minshew's looked pretty solid overall, but
it's decent. Like he's not going to be
for a sixth round rookie.
Jameis Winston interception level. Nothing like that.
Borderline. He's almost as good as Jameis Winston right now. That says a lot.
Not this week though.
Not this week. Winston is one of my favorite streamers this week. But the Titans defense is a very solid play this week. You kind of know the ceiling for Gardner Minshew. Titans defense, they've been pretty darn good over the first two weeks. I think that's going to continue. I think it's going to be a really low scoring game, and it honestly benefits Derrick Henry as a result of that. I think Henry, he's at least in line for at least 10 to 12 fantasy points as his floor. He's going to get a boatload of work. I think he'll get a rushing touchdown out of it.
Higher end RB2, I think.
He's a safer.
Mid to high end. Yes. Yeah, I mean, like this game, I'd honestly even be okay starting the either defenses, like depending on your options. It should be a low scoring game.
Mm-hmm.
Like really, I don't think maybe the Titans put up points. In some scenario, they just kind of beat the Jaguars, but Jalen Ramsey should be playing, so he should be good to go. So, if anything, the trade for him will not happen until after the game. So,
I'm hearing, according to Adam Schefter, they're saying likely Friday.
Friday, okay. Do you think the Eagles can get him?
I hope so.
Oh, that would be nice.
I would so
buy a Jalen Ramsey jersey.
Two first-round picks, I'd get up in a heartbeat. That's
why not? What? Our team's built to win now. So.
Like our window, it's probably closing within the next couple years. Yep. So why not take that chance there? Pass catcher-wise for the Titans, I'm not really starting any of the receivers in this game. Delanie Walker, he's worth the start at the tight end. Obviously, we know the tight end position is extremely weak. And Delanie Walker, he's the number one pass catching option on the Titans. And he'll see a pretty good amount of work this week.
Yeah, you're not starting anyone else but him and Henry, right?
On the offensive side, absolutely not.
Jags,
this week.
Just Fournette.
Just Fournette this week for the Jags. That's pretty straightforward this week.
It's going to be a boring game.
I think it really will be.
Unless you have Henry or Fournette, Delanie Walker, you might be able to make some plays, but it's going to be a boring game.
Yeah, if you need to catch up on some sleep, tomorrow's a good night to do it. At this point,
exactly.
Not really anything too exciting going on there. So we can move on to the next matchup. We have a doozy here. We have the Dolphins at the Cowboys. The Cowboys, it's a pretty close game with the line right now. The Cowboys, they're only 21.5-point favorites. So
that is close.
Pretty close game. Only three touchdowns.
Wow.
Do they count handicap in this?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Not entirely sure.
All right. So I'm going to go on a line and say the Cowboys are going to win. Sadly, they'll be 3-0. starts for the Cowboys. Obviously, you're going to throw Dak in there, Zeke, Amari Cooper, even Jason Witten. He could be a streaming option at tight end. If you're struggling at tight end, definitely check your waiver wire, see if he is available.
And still touchdown dependent, like much other tight ends.
Yeah.
It's, you know, he still might get four.
If he doesn't get a touchdown, you're looking probably at least like 5 points.
Maybe, you know.
That's not bad. I mean, I had O.J. Howard. He put up a goose egg. I'd kill for 5 points.
Really, that's what you're trying to avoid at this point, is just having a tight end that puts up nothing or, like, one catch.
Yeah.
Like, if you can get someone that's just at least putting up,
I will
like
go
five
up ecstatic
points,
if I do not see a zero in that column right now. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
I completely agree.
That is really sad.
I picked up Will Disley, trying to just get some, you know, hoping for some momentum when in the red zone and getting more touchdown catches, but it's tough out there for tight ends.
Like a couple other options you could maybe like put in your flex, especially in a deeper league. I know Devin Smith, he kind of emerged last week. He hasn't really played since 2016. He's had two ACL tears back when he was with the Jets back in the day. I think he could be worth a flex if you are in like a 14 or 16 team league. Definitely keep an eye out on him. He, especially with Michael Gallup being out the next couple weeks with a meniscus injury.
Worthy of a stash if, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in like a 10, if you're in like a 12 team league, maybe you could stash him if you have an empty bench spot. So,
what's the timeline on Gallup?
I think they were saying 2 to 4 weeks.
2 to 4 weeks, okay.
Then maybe you could also throw in Randall Cobb in that conversation as well. He's been pretty safe. He's had a good floor over the first 2 weeks. You could definitely do a lot worse than Randall Cobb.
And I would recommend if Devin Smith does have a great week this week, which is very possible against the Dolphins, sell him ASAP.
I would flip
him ASAP because that's two back-to-back good weeks. You can sell Devin Smith. Oh, you can get some real good production, real good trade. Honestly, if you can flip him for a guy like Calvin Ridley or something like that, like I would gladly do that.
Mm.
I'll gladly do that trade. And then Dolphins. What is your note that you have?
I was looking through like the matchups and like looking at players to start and sit. I had like all the Cowboys listed, and I got to the Dolphins. I just wrote LOL. You're not starting anybody from the Dolphins in this matchup. Just stay away with a 5 foot pole at this point.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with
longer than 5 feet.
If you have anything longer at your disposal, you're gonna like, you can like tape a few together.
I think I'm looking right now. I have a Guitar Hero guitar nearby.
You know, just like tape that on there. Get the roll of duct tape. Just make that pole as long as you can. I want that franchise away. I actually saw a meme while they were announcing the XFL teams,
uh-huh,
and they had the Dolphins logo in there. All right. I mean, maybe they could win a game in there. I hope so.
It's such a sad.
They probably still want to get traded at this point.
It's so sad. I mean, they have, what, 3 first-round picks?
They have 3 firsts. I think they have 2 seconds this year. So.
I mean, they're going to be rebuilding. They're going to be a decent team.
Maybe they'll take 2 quarterbacks so they don't mess it up. It's possible.
Nah, they're good with Josh Rosen. Quarterback for the future. I love Josh Rosen. Anyway.
I hate Josh Rosen.
On to the next game, I guess.
We can look at the it's the Bengals at the Bills. The Bills right now are 6-point favorites at home. Andrew, who do you start from the Bengals side?
From the Bengals side, Joe Mixon, I'm not excited to start him. Problem is, you most likely don't have a better option. If you're able to grab a guy off waivers from one of these weeks, you can plug them in there. But most likely, you're going to have to start Joe Mixon. I only really like him as like a lower end, honestly, as maybe a mid-end RB2 this week. And then I'm Tyler Eifert is a deeper tight end. Not excited to start him. Tyler Boyd and John Ross are rolling out there. Ross, I see as a probably mid-end wide receiver 2 to flex option this week. Other than that, I think I'm good on the Bengals.
Yeah, and then on the Bills side, obviously, we have Josh Allen, who we both love this week.
Yep.
Josh Allen, he's basically a running back. That also throws the ball. So it bodes really well for your fantasy stats. Definitely have him in your lineup. If he's on your waiver wire, pick him up right now. If you need a quarterback option, just plug him right in your lineup.
Him or Jameis?
Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I like that upside better. And
yep.
I don't trust Jameis. I drafted Jameis. I regret that decision, even though it was in the 13th round. I got lucky. Tom Brady was on the waiver wire. I just scooped him up, so I was able to drop Jameis then. So that kind of worked out.
Just imagine if Josh Allen had like a true number one wide receiver. I mean, he has John Brown, which you should start in this game, but if he had a true number one wide receiver, Josh Allen would be insane.
Yeah,
insane.
I think, honestly, this year they could draft one. Like, there's plenty of talent coming out.
I'm surprised they didn't the past year.
Yeah, I mean, if they pull that trigger this year, I think they're definitely set there.
Yep.
Other starts from the Bills with Devin Singletary likely out with that hamstring injury. You could probably plug in Frank Gore as a flex option, although it's pretty disgusting that you would even plug him in. He's basically just a big man that wants to run forward. He'll fall forward for 3 yards.
Don't expect much.
Yeah, I mean, he'll get like 25 carries. They're going to give him a lot of work, like maybe like 20 to 25 carries. You might get like 70 yards and touchdown.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking like 20 for 70.
If you're watching the game, you might vomit a little bit, so get a barf bag. But if you're just watching the fantasy stats, it'll ease the pain a little bit. Just don't watch.
I mean, if you're picking between Frank Gore, you're probably picking Frank Gore or maybe like this wide receiver like Mecole Hardman. Who would you rather play there at your flex? I mean, like Hardman, you're kind of hoping that he hits on a play, you know, and it's not DeMarcus Robinson or Sammy.
But you get Frank Gore falling forward for 3 yards every single time.
These are the tough decisions, but I mean, Frank Gore's you're guaranteed to get, you know, at least like 5 points out of Frank Gore because he's just going to get carries. Mm-hmm. But Hardman could go out there and get you like 3 points or something if he just doesn't get targeted. But yeah, that's it for the Bills side.
Yeah, also look at John Brown as a wide receiver too. I know Andrew just talked about him a little bit. John Brown, he's a pretty safe wide receiver too. He's had great production weeks 1 and 2. And against the Bengals, their secondary is pretty weak overall. So I'd definitely plug him in as a wide receiver too, or a flex option if your wide receivers are pretty set right now. So next matchup then, we can look at the Lions at the Eagles. Eagles are 6.5-point favorites at home. From the Lions side, I think Matthew Stafford is a great streaming option this week. You could definitely do a lot worse. The Eagles secondary has been struggling. I believe this allowed the second most points to quarterbacks in fantasy football through the first 2 weeks. So feel pretty confident about throwing Matthew Stafford in your lineup if you need an option at quarterback. Kerryon Johnson, you're going to be starting him, but I would just temper expectations a little bit.
I think he'll be decent this week.
Yeah, if he has that pass-catching role, if he gets some receptions, I think he'll be all right. But the Eagles do have one of the better run defenses in the league, so don't go out there expecting a top-10 week from Kerryon Johnson.
C.J. Anderson news.
Yeah, C.J. Anderson was just released. They picked up Paul Perkins, so that kind of bodes well for Kerryon. He's going to get a lot more touches as a result of that. So feel pretty okay with Kerryon. Maybe expect like a running back 2 lower end probably. He'll give you decent production still, but just maybe not as much as you might want. Kenny Golladay, I think, is a tremendous play this week. I think he's a high-end wide receiver 2, maybe even a low-end wide receiver 1 this week. The Eagles secondary has been torched the first couple weeks, and I think, sadly, I think it might continue. We're both Eagles fans, but we're going to be realistic here. Our secondary has been torched. Has not looked good so far. That's why we're hoping Jalen Ramsey gets traded to Philly. So, hoping that works out. But Kenny Golladay, for this week at least, he's a tremendous play. Throw him in your lineup. Then Marvin Jones, I would even consider flexing him if he is available for you. Then T.J. Hockenson, he's the last option for the Lions that we would consider starting. He's a lower-end tight end one, in my opinion, this week. Goes along the lines of what I was talking about with Kenny Golladay. T.J. Hockenson, he's a vertical threat down the field. And we saw week 1, Vernon Davis torched us in the very beginning of the game for a long touchdown. I don't see why that would not be in the realm of possibilities for T.J. Hockenson this week.
Yeah, I just want to note before we move over to the Eagles, I really do think Kenny Golladay is legit, and he's going to be, like, next year in drafts, he's going to be going, like, end of round 2. Like,
really? I would say, like, round 3 or 4.
I think round 2. That's where he was going this year, though. This year he was going in, like, 4.
Was he going in 4?
Yeah, but, like, Golladay, he's a legit wide receiver 1. Like, what is he? He's, like, 6'4". Like, he's, like, prototype wide receiver 1.
He runs the smoothest routes in the game.
Like, I think he's legit. If you can go out and get Kenny Golladay, which you probably can at this point because he's, like, blown up at least last game. Mm-hmm. If he has a dud game here somehow, I would go out and trade for him, see who you can get. But Lions, Eagles, I can see a way the Lions win this game with the Eagles' injuries, honestly.
I still think the Eagles win this game, but I think it'll be closer than that 6.5-point line kind of indicates. I think it'll be, like, a 2- or 3-point game.
The Eagles are going to have trouble moving the ball with if they already had trouble this year,
I think our running game's gonna have issues. I think Wentz will bounce back. I think it more or less was a chemistry issue in last week's game against the Falcons, because you lose three of your top
three of your top five pass catching options. Yeah. You can't really expect them to like come in like seamlessly, especially because they're all were expected to play and they all just kind of suffered injuries pregame, ironically. So,
but if you're
the full week of practice, I think like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is going to bounce back. Matt Collins, I think he played pretty well.
I wouldn't start Whiteside though.
Only if you're in like a really deep league, I would consider flexing
Aguilar,
him.
I'd be okay flexing.
Aguilar, I think he's a good flex. If you're in like a 12-team league, you need a flex option. Why not put Aguilar in there? You could do a lot worse.
Yeah, Carson Wentz, you're going to be starting him if you have him most likely. Miles Sanders, good flex option. He's been trending in the right direction. I think he'll get even more of the workload this week. I think Jordan Howard, it's clear they're phasing him out of the offense at this point.
Which is kind of surprising because the limited chances Howard has gotten, he's looked pretty darn good. He pushes
he's
the pile.
He's still the power back.
Yeah, but I just think he should be getting more carries than he is because Sanders, he has shown a little bit of a flash, but he has kind of struggled a little bit, especially in pass protection. So I think as a result of that, I think Howard should get a few more snaps, but I think Sanders definitely is, like you said, trending in the right direction.
Yeah, and Zach Ertz, plug him in every week, obviously.
That's a no-brainer at this point.
And then moving on, next matchup, Jets in New England against the Patriots.
Yeah, this is a pretty easy one for the Jets side. You're just starting Le'Veon Bell. I would not touch anybody else in this game. Robbie Anderson, I know he was probably a hot waiver wire pickup. I would just stash him for now. Not a good matchup.
He's still on our waiver wire right now, mainly because...
Probably because of the matchup.
The matchup and along with and the fact the quarterback situation, you just can't...
If you watch that game, though, I think Luke Falk was... starting to get some chemistry there with Robbie Anderson.
He looked decent.
Yeah, like he looked a lot better than Trevor Siemian did.
But there's just so many other...
He looked better than Simeon's ankle did.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that was bad. Oh, that was bad.
Rest in peace.
Jets, yeah, Le'Veon Bell. Keep Chris Herndon in mind for a couple weeks.
Yeah, tight end. He could be a pretty good stash going forward.
Patriots, well, this is just the same type of situation we have every week with Patriots.
Let's play Name That Patriot. If we can name a Patriot, you're going to start him, okay? All right, ready? All right, Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Sony Michelle.
Yeah.
James White.
Yep, probably.
Let's see. Rex Burkhead.
Probably going to start Flex.
Yeah,
Flex,
why not? Antonio Brown?
You might want to start him.
Okay, Julian Edelman.
Yep, you're going to start him.
Josh Gordon?
Now, Josh Gordon, you probably don't start.
Yeah, I'm with you on there.
You can't really start Josh Gordon. Edelman, guaranteed volume. He's Brady's guy. When Brady gets the ball quick, it's going to Edelman. Antonio Brown is the new big play guy rather than Josh Gordon at this point. Puts Gordon in an awkward spot, so you just can't really start him right now.
All right, I have a couple more. Do we do Giselle? Is Giselle a start?
Giselle, she's a starter.
Is she a starter?
We're plugging her in the lineup.
Plug and play, baby.
Tom Brady could throw a pass to her. I'm sure they played catch in the backyard.
How about Tom Brady's son?
I don't know. Is he training his son for football?
Why not?
Okay, sure. Wait, but they're not playing the Dolphins this week. If they were playing the Dolphins this week, plug the son in.
What position is he?
He's a left tackle.
He's a left tackle? Yep.
He's a left tackle that catches passes.
How old is he, like six?
Yep. I just know. Tom Brady's training him to protect him. He's a stud. He has to train his son to protect him.
He's the blind side.
I mean, Brady is dealing with an injury.
He's got a slight calf injury. They call it really. Fine. Yeah, he had one last
Brady
year.
Brady doesn't miss games. He's good.
Brady's an animal. It's insane.
Moving on.
Yeah, so we have the Falcons at the Colts. So Falcons wise, who are you starting, Andrew?
Matt Ryan, starting him up. He's on my roster. He's a really safe quarterback. I see him similar to Phillip Rivers every week. You're plugging him in at this point. Devonta Freeman, you're a bit concerned about. He'll probably be my flex this week, but man, if you have other options, try to put him on your bench and just hope he produces. But you drafted him in the third round, so most likely you got to start him and hope he does well. Calvin Ridley, you're playing him as a lower end. I'd have him as a lower end wide receiver two, low to mid end wide receiver two this week. And Austin Hooper, I'm okay playing as well. That's about it for me on the Falcons side.
Did you mention Julio Jones?
No. Does he need a mention?
I think he's okay. He's an okay player.
I mean, if you have Julio Jones, I hope you play Julio Jones.
All right, I'm going to just check my lineup then.
I really hope you play Julio. And Colts side,
On the Colts side, Marlon Mack, he's a fantastic play. This week, the Falcons struggle a lot against the run. You saw that week one, Dalvin Cook went bananas.
Yep. He's going bananas every week apparently now. So
I think Mack's going to follow suit there. The Colts offensive line is phenomenal. I love Quentin Nelson.
Yep.
He's probably my favorite offensive lineman that's not on the Eagles. Just watching like the clips of him angrily just plowing through people, and when he's mic'd up, it's incredible. If you love football, you're gonna love this guy. Back in the day, like when John Gruden was on in the football, you'd be like, I tell you what, man, I really love this Quentin Nelson, man.
He's a good player. He was profiled. I mean, at the NFL draft, he was profiled as the best player in the draft.
Yeah, he is the Gruden grinder.
So I mean, literally, people knew it was gonna be productive, and obviously, the Colts. You can just tell Jacoby Brissett's still having success, and it's Jacoby Brissett.
So. Yeah, and honestly, I think if you're in a deeper league, you could do a lot worse than Jacoby Brissett. This week as a streamer, he's looked pretty solid overall. So if you're in like a 16-team league, 14-16, consider Jacoby Brissett if you are struggling, especially if you have like a Drew Brees injury or a Ben Roethlisberger injury. Look their way. As for pass catchers, you could look for T.Y. Hilton. He's a safe wide receiver too. Don't expect like a week one performance against the Chargers. I think he does have a pretty safe floor. Brissett does look his way quite a bit. As well as Eric Ebron. I think he's a borderline like tight end one on the week here. He is pretty touchdown dependent. We saw him get one last week. I think he could probably capitalize in the red zone once again this week. So you could do a lot worse than Eric Ebron.
Yeah, and Ebron's touchdown last week wasn't even off an actual
pass. It was like a little shovel pass.
It was like a shovel pass. So it's the same thing as your other tight ends with Jimmy Graham, and there's touchdown dependent tight ends. That's
Would you go Jimmy Graham or Eric Ebron this week?
This week with the matchup Colts against Falcons, I'd probably go Ebron.
Yeah, so would I.
Man, yeah, I just probably go Ebron. They're close, but I'll take Ebron. And then moving on to the Raiders. In Minnesota against the Vikings. Raiders, Josh Jacobs. I'm not crazy excited about him this week, but you're still playing him if you have him. Derek Carr is... You're not... I don't think you're streaming him.
I'm not starting Derek Carr. Yeah. I was pretty high on Derek Carr last week. For those of you who were asking me questions, I was really high on him in his career. At home against Kansas City, Derek Carr has put on a show. He put on the wrong kind of show this past week, so I want to keep him on the bench, if not on the waiver wire. I'm not comfortable at
he
all.
He should be on waivers at this point.
Yeah, after last week's performance, absolutely.
Yeah, he should be on waivers. And then Tyrell Williams. Not a great matchup for Tyrell Williams does not have a great matchup, but the matchup's not good, but he's a flex option. He's a wide receiver one. He's going to get targeted, especially the Raiders are going to be down in this game. Tyrell Williams could easily catch a deep ball, something like that. I mean, it's going to happen, so see him as a flex this week. And Darren Waller, you're playing him most likely if you have him just because of the tight end landscape. Also, it's an okay play against the Vikings. You could do a lot worse than Darren Waller. Vikings starting up most of their offensive pieces.
Yeah, I'm still not crazy about Kirk Cousins. I know I've talked about it since the offseason. I think Cousins, he's very up and down. He's definitely on that downward trend right now. So kind of limits the pass-catching options at this point in time, but obviously you're going to be starting your Adam Thielens, your Stephon Diggs.
I love him this week, both wide receivers.
I think it is a pretty good matchup overall. I hope this is the week Cousins does bounce back, so we will definitely see with that. But for now, I would temper your expectations with Cousins, but you're still starting like Thielen and Diggs. No other pass catchers other than those two. If you have Kyle Rudolph, I would not play him. I would probably be dropping him at this point.
Yeah, he should be on waivers now.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, you're starting Dalvin Cook, every week starter, no matter the matchup. He's been great the first two, and I think it's going to continue this week as well.
He should have a crazy game this week again. Like, Dalvin Cook's so safe as an RB1 right now. Just as long as he doesn't get injured or something like that, he's extremely safe. Because they're switching over to the run. They barely pass anymore. Moving on.
We have one of the most anticipated matchups of the week. We have the Ravens at the Chiefs.
This will be juicy.
Oh, it is beyond juicy this week. Ravens-wise, Lamar Jackson, you're firing him up. He's probably won you your first two matchups, most likely, especially from where you drafted him, probably in that at least the 10th round. in most drafts. So I think he's a bona fide starter this week, in most weeks, honestly. Mark Ingram, he's a safe RB2 despite the matchup out in KC. He's going to get a good amount of work. The Ravens, they do like the ground and pound, and I think Ingram's perfect for that. He'll get a lot of goal line work as well, so I think he could see a pretty solid day. Hollywood Brown, I think he's a decent flex option this week.
Should be a high scoring game.
He got a lot of targets last week. I think that'll continue.
Consider him a wide receiver two at this point, like, you know, mid end wide receiver two.
But in most cases, you will be playing him as a flex.
Yeah, I mean, you should have other options along with Hollywood Brown, because you probably got him off waivers or it was a late round pick in draft, so you might have a better option.
And then obviously you're going to be playing Mark Andrews, the number one tight end right now in fantasy football. He's a no-brainer play. You likely got him off of waivers as well, if not extremely late in drafts. So he's a plug-and-play option as well for you.
Yeah, for the Chiefs, Pat Mahomes, Sammy Watkins obviously is the duo you want to be playing. Damian Williams didn't practice today along with LeSean McCoy, so... Darwin Thompson's an option if you want to try and pick him up. LeSean McCoy might end up playing.
I think McCoy is going to play.
So McCoy is a good flex option if it's just McCoy out there and not Damian Williams. I think McCoy is a fine flex option. But Williams, if he does play, okay, flex, but like not RB2 for any of those running backs for me.
Yeah, I mean, if Williams like does practice later in the week, Thursday or Friday, definitely consider him as an option for you. But like, I think if he is fully healthy, I think he would be a decent RB2 option. If not, at the worst, he's a flex if he is active. So I think if he is active, you're going to have to play
him. Yeah, he'll probably be playing.
Especially for where you drafted him. So.
Yeah, and then Mecole Hardman, you can try. You can try and play him if you want. I have a good feeling
about him this week. I think it's a Hardman week.
It could be.
They're honestly alternating.
I mean, it could be everyone's week.
So next week, it's going to be Sammy. It's just a three-man cycle.
I mean, if you want to take the shot on Hardman, go for it. Obviously, you can have a crazy good game that can win you the week. If you need a little bit of juice in your flex spot, go for it. A lot of the times, I like better options, though. And Travis Kelce, you're good to go with him as well.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer right there. So then the next match will be the Broncos at the Packers. On the Broncos side, Royce Freeman, Phillip Lindsay, they're not great plays. I would consider flexing them if you have no other options.
One of them or... what's his name?
I don't know. What is his name?
We just talked about.
Hollywood?
No. Chiefs wide receiver, not DeMarcus. Mecole Hardman.
I'd go Hardman.
Would you?
Yeah.
I think I might take... Royce Freeman. I don't know.
I'm staying away from Phillip Lindsay if at all possible. You know. Likely, you probably can't.
In Green Bay against the Packers, that's going to be tough for Freeman.
I do not like that matchup whatsoever for the Broncos this week. That Packers defense, they are legit. I don't remember the last time we could actually say that about the Packers. Their defense has always been suspect, especially the last 5 or 6 years. So it's kind of great to say that their defense is legit and they are back and they're here with a vengeance. So Lindsay and Freeman, if you don't have any other options, you could flex them. Emmanuel Sanders, you could possibly flex him. I'm still not crazy about him, but he has shown he has been pretty reliable the first 2 weeks. He performed last week against the Bears, even in a really, really bad matchup.
I think he's a low-end wide receiver, too.
He's been really
good. And he's like the main target for the Broncos. And if you're against the Packers, Packers are going to put up points at home.
So, I know, but I think it comes down to that defense there. I don't trust Joe Flacco.
He can hit on a deep ball, though. He hits one of Sanders. Yeah. I think Sanders will have a good week.
But the other pass catcher in that offense, Cortland Sutton, I do not want to start him whatsoever this week. I think the Packers are going to take him away. If you're going to start any Broncos pass catcher, it's going to be Emmanuel Sanders. Other than that, I would stay away.
Yeah, the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, start him. Aaron Jones... You're starting Aaron Jones this week. Just be aware, I talked to Justin a little bit about this before, but LaFleur did make a comment today talking about how he's looking to even up the touches with Jamal Williams. A bit of a red flag, but if you watch the game, the first game against the Bears, like Jamal Williams was really involved. You would hope that they kind of think Jones is the better back, and they know that, but just
I think they do know that. They just want to keep him as fresh as possible.
Jamal Williams is still okay. I don't think he's terrible, but you're gonna probably play Aaron Jones. If you do have a decision in the flex about Aaron Jones, just add us on Twitter. Let us know what your options are, because you might have a better receiving option.
I mean, honestly, if you're Matt LaFleur, how do these numbers not like pop out to you? So Jones had 23 for 116 last week and a touchdown. Jamal Williams had 9 for 28.
Yeah.
So like it,
you would think, but then like why would he even make that comment of wanting even up touches?
I think it's more or less he doesn't want to overload Aaron Jones.
I guess.
I think that's more or less what he's saying. I mean, I think Williams already did have a decent amount of work last week.
They do that, yeah, though.
I think that's kind of all talk at this point. I'll see what happens this week.
Yeah.
But you're like, it makes zero sense to kind of give him less when your team did win basically because of Aaron Jones last week.
Sure.
He put them on their back, so I'd feel pretty good about starting Aaron Jones this week.
Yep. And Devontae Adams, start him. And then Jimmy Graham, you can take a shot on him if you want. Again, got to get the touchdown. And Marquez Valdes-Scantling, do you have any confidence? Geronimo?
No. Nope. No. Stay away.
Just Devontae?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
At least for now, until someone actually emerges consistently, I don't want to get anywhere near that.
Yeah, I agree.
So we can look at the Panthers at the Cardinals. I know you're a pretty good, pretty big Christian McCaffrey fan, so I'll let you take the Panthers side.
Yeah, I mean, Christian McCaffrey last week, obviously, if you have him, you might have lost your matchup, right? That's your main point scorer. That's the guy that you drafted with your first three picks to put up points for you. Against the Cardinals, though, this should be a McCaffrey game. Like, Arizona does not have a great defense. If Cam's hurt...
And I just saw a report from Ian Rapoport. It is trending towards Kyle Allen being the starter this Sunday. Because Cam Newton is still in a walking boot, so I don't think that's really going to change in the next few days.
If he's the starter, McCaffrey should have a huge game. Like, I feel like he's going to constantly check down to McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you watched last week's game, McCaffrey was like always open on the flat, but Cam just didn't end up throwing to him.
Cam could not make any throws last week. So, honestly, in my personal opinion, I think the Panthers offense will look better this week with Kyle Allen.
Do you?
Yeah. Cam Newton cannot hit any throws last week. It was horrible.
It was bad.
He could not like plant his foot whatsoever. He was basically a statue back there. Eli Manning looked more mobile than he did.
I mean, McCaffrey still, either way, McCaffrey, no matter what, this is one of those situations where you have such an elite running back that's constantly on the field.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter who the quarterback is, they're just gonna get work. McCaffrey literally doesn't get taken out of the game. Like, he plays 100% of the snaps for the most part. So you're playing McCaffrey, be confident about it. Don't trade him away off his bad week for some, you know, don't do it.
But if you're someone looking to trade for him, see if the owner in your league is willing to trade him.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Not open.
Due diligence.
But you can sell. If you want to, try to sell someone on the idea that Cam's hurt, the offense is trending downward, they looked really bad, McCaffrey had a rough week. You might be able to buy McCaffrey for a guy like, if you can flip, let's say like Kerryon Johnson and maybe... If you could flip Kerryon Johnson and Chris Godwin for McCaffrey, would you do that?
I probably would.
Yeah, I'd probably do that too. And I mean, these are guys that had really explosive weeks that you might have, but you're getting a guy like McCaffrey who can put up those 40-point weeks. I mean, you got to make some decisions, but obviously we know how good McCaffrey is. DJ Moore, flex, low-end wide receiver 2. He's the guy ahead of Curtis Samuel, I think, at this point.
He's had, like, 24 targets in the first 2 weeks.
Now, granted, we don't know what Allen's going to do. Kyle Allen, if he's this...
I honestly think it's going to be an upgrade.
Like, he could just throw it to Curtis Samuel more. He really could. Like, those short routes to just Curtis Samuel, and Samuel just ends up with, like, 7 catches.
I think the Cardinals are going to keep pace. I think they're going to have to throw the ball. So, I think DJ Moore, he's going to get his, because... Curtis Samuel's not going to get, like, 20 targets.
But just don't be excited about either, especially if Cam's playing DJ Moore, I'd have some confidence in him. But if Cam's not playing, I wouldn't play either wide receiver personally. I just don't even want to take that risk. If anyone, DJ Moore. Greg Olsen, he's a fine play. Another question mark. Cam loves Greg. Will Kyle Allen?
Why not? I would. It's like a young quarterback's like
go to the tight end.
Check down to my running back. I'll check down to the tight end.
Right.
Those two probably the biggest beneficiaries of Kyle Allen.
Cardinals side, who are you starting?
So Kyler Murray, I think he's a pretty solid player.
I think he's a really good player.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a pretty high scoring game overall. At least the Cardinals, I think, are going to score.
I'm somewhat considering playing Kyler. I'm not going to, but
Kyler over Matt Ryan.
I think Kyler's going to have a great game. I really think he's going to have a great game.
That's a tough one. I would definitely consider that. Yeah. I think Kyler's just getting better and better each week. He proved it against the Ravens last week. He kept them in that game, almost won the game. So I think he's going to have a pretty good week three, especially being back home. David Johnson, you're going to be playing him. He was the first-round pick. You're automatically plugging him in and playing him. Then pass catcher-wise, there's only two guys I would consider starting from the pass catchers. Larry Fitzgerald, who I feel is a wide receiver two this week. He's been great, honestly, the first couple weeks, and I think that will continue. He is Kyler Murray's go-to guy, as well as you could play Christian Kirk as well. Kirk saw a ton of work last week.
I see it similar to the Viking situation.
Thielen, like 1A to 1B at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, both of them you're going to be able to start on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, and I think Kirk is a low-end wide receiver too, if not a flex option for you. So yeah, you can definitely do a lot worse than those two this week.
Agreed. And now, do you consider playing the Cardinals defense at all in any scenario where Kyle Allen's playing? Cardinals defense hasn't been great.
There's probably better options, honestly. I still don't trust that secondary with Robert Alford and Patrick Peterson still out on suspension. If they were back in the picture, I would absolutely consider that because where are they going to go with the ball then?
Right.
I think DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel, they will make a difference on the outside for them.
Yeah, true.
Moving on, we have the Giants at the Buccaneers. Do you want to take the Giants side, Andrew?
Yeah, sure. Saquon Barkley, play him. Sterling Shepard. Is it confirmed that he will be back and good to go for this game?
From what I've been reading, I believe he will be back.
If he's there, I think he's a fine flex play. It's not that exciting, but I think he's a fine flex play.
Especially honestly, with the debut of Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, who knows?
He could set the world on fire. He could be... Who knows what he could be?
If you have Shepard, ideally you want to wait and see what happens with Daniel Jones, but if you have to play Shepard, I'm not... It's okay. Like, I think it's fine until Golden Tate gets back. And then Evan Engram playing him every single week. Otherwise, I'm good with the Giants. I don't want anyone else.
Then on the Bucs side, Jameis Winston, I mentioned it earlier. I think he's a fine streaming option this week. If you're going to pick him up, I would pick him up for this week and probably this week only. Then he'd find his way back on the waiver wire.
Exactly.
I don't want anything to do with him other than like really good matchups like this one. He could do a lot worse than Jameis this week. Peyton Barber then, he had a great week in week two. I think he's a fine flex option for you this week, so definitely throw him in your lineup if you're searching for that flex. Then pass catcher wise, no-brainers. You got Mike Evans, you got Chris Godwin. They're both going to, I think, have a really good matchup against the Giants.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. I think Evans is actually going to have the better game. I think it's going to finally flip, and I think Evans is going to dominate and have a better fantasy day than Godwin.
I think either way, I think they're both going to have good games.
They are.
You could do a lot worse. I still think Godwin's the main man there.
Who do you think has a better day?
I think Godwin does.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Evans. I think Evans is just going to dominate. That's my guess. We'll see.
Then otherwise, you could play O.J. Howard. Yeah, I'm not crazy about it either. He's right now in my lineup, so I feel your pain there.
You're playing him this week?
I don't know, man.
Talk
to me Sunday morning. Like, I don't even know at this point.
Are you looking to make a move at tight end for trading with someone else?
You know, I'm exploring all options at this point. I'm open to all possibilities. I'm not going to, like, deny myself the opportunity if something does present itself. But at the very moment, it is currently, what time is it? 7:50 on Wednesday, September 18th. So, as of right now, OG Howard is in my lineup. So, we're going to roll with that.
That's about it for the Bucs side, I think, right?
Yeah, I think that's that pretty much wraps up the Bucs. Moving on then to the Saints at the Seahawks. Teddy Bridgewater's starting debut. Oh, he's not even officially announced it.
Could be Taysom Hill.
I'd be really stoked to see Taysom Hill.
Honestly, I think you're going to see a lot of Wildcat.
Yeah.
With Teddy Bridgewater, Taysom Hill, Alvin Kamara.
Part of me just wants Ted to see Ginn. Taysom Hill. Like, Sean Payton talks about him. Like, he literally compared him to Steve Young. If he's really Steve Young.
How is he as an actual quarterback, though, and not just like a weird weapon that you bring in? You know, we'll see. I definitely think he'll get playing time.
Part of the football fan inside me just wants to see Taysom Hill get the start, because you know what you're getting in Teddy Bridgewater. It's like nothing crazy, but it's safe.
Yeah.
Why not take a chance at this point? Breeze is out at least 6 weeks, so I would kind of roll the dice there with Taysom Hill. That's just me personally.
Sure.
Just see what you have there. Who are you starting on the Saints otherwise?
Saints, Kamara, play him. Ted Ginn, nah. I think I'm good with the quarterback switch. Michael Thomas, you're playing him. I wouldn't be too excited about Thomas. I think probably low end wide receiver one, upper end wide receiver two production out of him. And Jared Cook, he could be an option. I could see Bridgewater throwing to Cook. But honestly, I'm only really looking forward to start Kamara and Michael Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, you might, like, your hand might be forced at that point to play Jared Cook, because, like we said, there's not many options at tight end. Would you go Jared Cook or O.J. Howard?
I feel like I have to pick Jared Cook at this point, because O.J. Howard, what, he put up 1 point and then put up zero?
No, I think he had, like, three?
Well, I'm going to check this.
Let me fact check.
Okay, we're going to fact check this, but I feel like you just play Jericho. I just want another option. Just give me Disley off the waiver wire. Give me Eric Ebron. Give me a different option.
Asking for a friend, do you play O.J. Howard or T.J. Hockenson?
I play T.J. Hockenson. Personally, I'd play T.J. Hockenson. He had that explosive game. Howard hasn't done that yet. I'll take the guy that
Howard blew up in week one. He had four receptions for 32 yards and a fumble.
Oh, so how many points did he have?
He had a total of 3.2.
Wow. See, that's why you have to play Hockenson. Hockenson exploded, had a crazy game. There's no way. I
want to think of a nickname for T.J. Hockenson. I don't know what nickname we could have. I think he's going to be a good player.
Hawk. Something with a hawk. Can I make, like, just hawk noises?
Is he Hawkeye? he's Hawk.
Wait, what does a hawk sound make? Is that like a tiger roar? I don't know what sound a hawk makes. I think it's like screeches, doesn't it? I don't know. I'm doing.
Can you demonstrate this?
No, I cannot demonstrate this again.
Get some ASMR for these fine people.
Yeah, do some ASMR. No, but T.J. Hockenson, I'd have confidence. But anyway, back to this matchup. So, that's for the Saints. Latavius Murray, keep him on your bench. Honestly, he might be droppable here in a little bit. We'll see. Seahawks, who are you playing?
Russell Wilson, I think he's a fine play this week. You likely have to play him.
I think he'll be a good play.
Yeah, I think you could definitely do a lot worse than Russell.
I think he's might be top five quarterback.
I don't know if about top five, but
at home against the Saints, I like it.
He's definitely in that starting category. It still does kind of concern me, because I don't know how much they're going to pass the ball. I still think they are like heavy on the run. So we'll see. We'll see with Russell Wilson, but you're likely going to play him. He's still a solid play, regardless of the game script there. Chris Carson, fine play as well. After Pete Carroll had a little hissy fit and took Chris Carson out, he's back in. He's starting. So you're starting him in your lineup. Rashad Penny, if you're in a deeper league, maybe you could flex him. If not, he's stashed on the bench at this point. So just kind of keep him there. Tyler Lockett, he's a safe wide receiver too. We mentioned earlier he's going to get the volume against the Saints. You can definitely do a lot worse than Tyler Lockett. He has a lot of upside as well. Then DK Metcalf, deeper league flex. I'm still kind of waiting and seeing with him. He's looked good the first 2 weeks. I think I might consider flexing DK.
Yeah, I would flex DK this week. I'd definitely flex DK this week. I'd play both wide receivers. DK's been pretty solid for a rookie, and that's kind of weird. Rookie wide receivers usually aren't that great, but DK's pretty solid. I'd say wide receiver three. Three this week.
So next up is the Texans at the Chargers. Texans, that's pretty simple. Deshaun Watson, you're starting him. The two running backs, I would consider flexing them both, Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde. I like Duke Johnson a little more if you're in a PPR format.
Hyde's actually emerged.
Hyde's looked pretty good.
Now, you were really low on Carlos Hyde.
I think everybody. I think everybody was low on Carlos.
Are you like coming around to that?
I'm slowly coming around with him. He's actually looked pretty good. He's looked more like the San Francisco Carlos Hyde back before he got hurt about a billion times. Mm-hmm. So he's looked so far so good. He's looked pretty solid. He's definitely worth a flex, I think. If I had to rank them, I would say in PPR, Duke Johnson's higher. Standard to go Carlos Hyde at that point. Wide receiver wise, DeAndre Hopkins, no brainer. I would flex Will Fuller, and I would sit Kenny Stills this week against the Chargers.
Yeah, and the Chargers side, Phillip Rivers, great. I love Phillip Rivers this week. Top 10 quarterback, I think. Austin Eckler, obviously, you're playing him every single week at this point. Justin Jackson, just stash him if you have Eckler. You're not starting Justin Jackson at this point. And Keenan Allen, throw him in your lineup, obviously, every single week. Mike Williams is an interesting play. This is going to be another type of player that you'll be deciding between in your flex options. Once again, this is a situation where it comes down to your team, what your other options are. Add us on Twitter. Ask us what we think, because Mike Williams, if you're deciding between a guy like Mike Williams and Terry McLaurin, do you have a choice there? See, I think
I might go Mike. These
flex decisions are really tough. But Mike Williams is still a decent player. I think he's a decent player.
I'd go Mike. I don't like McLaurin's matchup this week.
Yeah, it makes sense. He's a decent player this week. Definitely keep him in your radar.
So then next up we have the Steelers against the 49ers. Steelers-wise, we have the debut for Mason Rudolph, the starting debut. We saw him debut last week. He looked pretty good in his work through the three and a half quarters. Ben got hurt in the first quarter, I think. So Rudolph looked pretty solid. He's a pretty viable option. If you were looking to stream, possibly, maybe Mason Rudolph is a guy. Not a great matchup against the 49ers, but he should see a decent amount of work through the air. James Conner, he's an RB2 this week. You have to play James Conner. You drafted him likely the second round, so you're plugging him
not
in.
Excited
not at excited all. But you, again, you kind of have to play him.
Raisin, this is like Raisin Bran. This is the definition of Raisin Bran at this point. This is Raisin Bran without milk. You don't even get milk. You don't even get milk with your Raisin
so
Bran.
I guess like a good week for James Conner, we're getting like Raisin Bran crunch, I think.
Yeah, like this is bad.
Oh boy!
At this point, your James Conner stock is
you got to play him at this point. Honestly, I might consider buying low on James Conner. I think he's gonna bounce back.
I've tried.
Yeah, you've tried.
I've tried to buy low, but I don't even feel that good buying low on
James Conner. I would only get him if the deal is like really in your benefit. It's so tough otherwise, because he has not looked good. I still like the offensive line there.
You would rather have Chris Carson than James Conner, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and now it's funny because Conner's in drafts, he went towards, probably the start of the second round, may have even went in first in your drafts. But yet, Carson went in the third and fourth round. But this is why these things change so quickly in your drafts.
Honestly,
don't just value people where you drafted them.
At this point, the draft... That doesn't matter at this point. It doesn't matter. Like, I drafted this guy in the second round, but I'm not going to trade him for the guy from the sixth round. That's crazy talk. But I don't know why I talk like that. But, so I don't think the draft throw it out the window at this point. We're going off of actual player value at this point in time.
Also on the Steelers, who are you playing?
Juju, no-brainer play. I just traded for Juju. I'm pretty excited to throw him in the lineup. If you're listening to us before the season started, I think Juju is like my number four overall
wide receiver.
You're
really high,
I love Juju. I'm glad I have him on the squad now. really excited to throw him in the lineup. James Washington, I think he's an all right flex this week. He's had really good connection with Mason Rudolph through the preseason. Being the number twos on the Steelers there, they've had a lot of work together, so you're going to see the chemistry on display. I think he's really going to be the beneficiary from the Mason Rudolph start. Then also Vance McDonald, I think he's huge with Mason Rudolph. I think he's almost a plug-and-play kind of guy.
I've already had some questions about Vance McDonald, especially when you have a guy like Mason Rudolph. He easily can target the tight end when they get in the red zone.
He looked great last week.
They're going to have to score against the 49ers at home, so... I mean, they get into that red zone. Vance McDonald might be the target. He could easily put up two touchdowns in this game again. Who knows?
Really. Yeah, honestly, I would consider Vance McDonald almost an every week starter at this point in time. We just have to see how it pans out, but as of right now, I think he's got the potential to be that every week start for you.
Moving on to the 49ers. Garoppolo, I'd have confidence in him this week. Definitely he's probably on your waiver wire. If he is on your waiver wire, pick him up, play him. I'd play him over some quarterbacks with bad matchups this week. I'm trying to think
of one. Would you go, like, I'll look at my actual matchup.
Sure.
So my opponent has Jimmy Garoppolo and Kirk Cousins. Who do you go with?
Yeah. Now, Kirk Cousins play against the Raiders.
Yep.
I'll take Kirk Cousins, I think. The Raiders, that seems like such a juicy game. I think I'm going to take Kirk Cousins there. But over Winston, Andy Dalton, these are all people that are probably on your wire. Jimmy Garoppolo is a great pickup. Then Matt Breida, play him. Raheem Mostert, flex option.
Would you say Raheem Mostert is a must start?
No.
Oh. Well, that pun didn't work. Okay.
Yeah, I've already answered many flex questions.
No.
I do like him, but he's definitely not a must start. Jeff Wilson.
My name Jeff.
Yeah, no, you're not playing Jeff Wilson, most likely. I mean, if you want to try and somehow get lucky, you can. But I'm personally not playing any wide receiver on the 49ers.
I think Debo Samuel, if you got him on the waiver wire, he's a great stash for now. I think he might be like the number one receiver as the season progresses. He looked great last week. So he's going to see a great target share the rest of the season, I feel. So definitely just stash him, but I would not play him this week.
Yeah, me neither. And then George Kittle, play him.
Okay.
Simple as that.
That works for me.
Play him.
All right, moving on, the Rams at the Browns. This is a Sunday night football game. So on the Rams side, pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Jared Goff, you're starting him. Todd Gurley, you're starting him. Any of the big three Rams receivers, you are starting them. So that's pretty straightforward. Moving on to the Browns.
Yeah, that's it. Browns side, Baker Mayfield, I think he'll be okay this week. He should bounce back at this point. Week three, I think Baker will kind of get back in his groove. I'd expect somewhere around maybe 19 fantasy points, somewhere around there. Chubb, you're playing. Odell, you're obviously playing. Jarvis Landry, it's weird. He's just not that involved in the offense.
It's really strange to me.
Maybe a flex, but...
I think he's only a flex in this matchup because I think it will be high scoring.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to keep up, so I think Landry... He's gonna get a few targets his way.
Especially with Njoku's injury now.
That's huge, especially being in the slot there. I think that's really going to – I think Landry's the biggest beneficiary to that Njoku injury.
That's about it for that matchup. There's a bunch of star players in that matchup. You're playing them. Over to the Bears at the Redskins.
Honestly, I feel so bad for ESPN. Like, these matchups they're getting are absolute garbage.
Yeah, this isn't great. This is really not a great game. This might be really low scoring too, honestly.
Like, I'm just not excited to watch this game whatsoever. So,
I'm only excited for David Montgomery.
He's a rising star at this point in time. I think he's a solid RB2 this week.
I agree.
You could do a lot worse than him. I think he honestly has the chance to kind of... I think he might break out this week against the Redskins. What better place to do it than a primetime game? I think he's going to take advantage of the spotlight there. Allen Robinson, I think he's a safe low-end wide receiver too, if not a high-end flex option. Definitely, if you have him, he's a pretty safe play. He's going to get that target share from Trubisky, even though Trubisky has not looked good the first 2 weeks. Robinson, he's still getting the ball. He's getting a lot of targets. Just put him in your lineup. It's a pretty safe play. Then the Bears defense. I love the Bears defense this week against Case Keenum. They look great the first 2 weeks, and I think that continues in week three.
Redskins. The Redskins offense. I'm most confident if I had to pick one player, it'd probably be Terry McLaurin. Assuming out of Adrian Peterson, Chris Thompson, Terry McLaurin, I would pick McLaurin. I don't even love the matchup.
No, I'm not crazy about the matchup.
But I would pick
whatsoever.
Him out of Peterson and Thompson, personally.
Yeah.
What do you think?
If I had to pick between those three, I would probably pick McLaurin just for the upside.
And that just says how low we are on their whole offense.
It's just that the front four, the front seven for the Bears, it's lethal. Khalil Mack, he's everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. He's incredible.
That's some...
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
He's nowhere because, like, oh, look, I can't see him. And next thing you know, he's hitting your blind side.
That's like Darren Sproles.
Literally.
You can't see him. He's no. And then he's gone. But Redskins, yeah, just, I don't know. You can take a shot on these guys. I wouldn't play Adrian Peterson in this game against the Bears.
The only reason I could see it anywhat feasible to play Adrian Peterson, I think it's going to be a relatively low-scoring game. I think he's going to get the rock. Maybe he falls forward for a touchdown.
Maybe.
That's probably his only upside. Chris Thompson, I'm not feeling good about it because Thompson really benefits in like third down situations and in negative game scripts, and I'm not sure like how negative a game script it will be. So if you're going to start any of those two, I would start Peterson over Thompson.
And is that our last matchup that we got?
That is our last matchup, so now we can transition into our starts of the week. Do you want to start it off with your quarterback?
Yeah, also before we get into the starts of the week, I just want to recap last week's starts of the week really quickly for you guys. We did pretty good. My starts of the week, Matt Ryan, he did well. Matt Breida did well. Galladay did well. Darren Waller did well. Ravens defense, I don't know what they put up last week, but it might have been decent. Justin chose Carson Wentz. Good game.
Yeah, it looked really horrible. I felt like garbage for the first half because I think he was negative like 2 points at one time. So I'm pretty glad I did not like shoot myself in the foot there. So he put up, I think, like 17 points. So you could definitely could have done a lot worse than Carson Wentz this past week. I had Sonny Michel. He had a pretty good game against the Dolphins. He's kind of back in that RB2 territory, which is really good to see. Brandon Cooks, he blew up. I think he had 18 points last week. Delanie Walker, not the greatest game. For tight end wise,
it's okay.
It panned out pretty well. I think he had like 6 points.
Yeah, something like that.
The Patriots defense, that worked out pretty well.
Probably
won you the matchup at this point. I think they dropped like 33 points. So, yeah.
But I mean, this is just, we're not trying to like brag or anything, but I'm just glad that our starts are working out so far. Obviously, we're at least seeing some trends that are working out to our favor. But anyway, let's get into our starts for this week. My quarterback start, I have Philip Rivers. I just think it's a really safe start for you. You might be deciding between Rivers and someone else. I'd go with Rivers against the Texans in LA. Should be a high scoring game. Probably over 40 points are going to be put up there. I'd put in Philip Rivers this week. What do you have for a quarterback?
So my start of the week at quarterback is none other than Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. So I love the matchup this week against Cincinnati. So Cincinnati on the season, they ranked 10th most fantasy points given up to quarterbacks, as well as they are the worst against running backs. The reason to bring up running backs is Josh Allen is basically a running back that throws the ball.
Don't tell Lamar Jackson that. Don't tell
he's
going to
throw
Jackson.
Five. He's throwing five touchdowns. Not bad for a running back.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think with no Devin Singletary, you're going to see a lot more rushing attempts for Josh Allen. Honestly, Frank Gore, he might just be a fullback at this point. He's going to be out in front of Josh Allen, blocking for him, just throwing in like a few blocks in there, just diving down, taking someone out, open up a lane for him. So, and another nice stat for Josh Allen, 5 of his last 6 games, he has had a rushing touchdown. So that upside is there for the rushing. And he has looked great through the air so far, especially with the addition of John Brown. And even like Cole Beasley, Zay Jones look pretty solid as well. So that Buffalo offense has looked pretty good. And I think Josh Allen continues against a pretty vulnerable Cincinnati defense.
And then moving on, why don't you just get into your running back start here?
So my running back start of the week is Aaron Jones against the Broncos. I know Andrew was just saying how Matt LaFleur came out with a report today saying that they want to even up snaps between Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. But I'm not really concerned about that after that monster game for Jones in week 2, 23 for 116 and a touchdown, averaged 5 yards a carry. He looked great. I think he even had a good receiving day as well. So he has that upside through the air, especially if you're in a PPR format. That could definitely be a good start for you. And Denver, through 2 weeks, they have allowed an average of 125 rushing yards per game. So let alone it was actually by two rookies and David Montgomery and Josh Jacobs, those two gashed them. They look great. I think Aaron Jones is a pretty safe start for you. Feel pretty good about throwing him in your lineup.
Yeah, my running back start is Marlon Mack. I think his workload is super safe. Clearly he's the workhorse back there. I get up against the Falcons. The Colts are at home, so I think this is going to be a pretty high-scoring game, but I think the Colts are actually going to be able to compete with the Falcons here, and I think Mac's just going to be involved throughout the whole game. I see it as being pretty close, so I don't think it'll get to the point where the Colts are just going to have to throw the ball. I think it'll be pretty back and forth for most of the game, and I think Marlon Mack's going to be involved. He should give you a safe baseline of at least 12 points or something like that this week. Moving into my wide receiver, I have Adam Thielen this week. This could be Adam Thielen slash Stephon Diggs. I'm going with Thielen because I think he's the safer option. Diggs has been dealing
with
injury.
I was about to say, you can't pick both, Andrew.
Yeah.
He wants to pick both so he gets the credit for
both. Yeah, get credit for both. Why not?
Why not?
But Thielen is the safer option here. Ultimately, Cousins has targeted him more, and this is against the Raiders, so I think Thielen's just going to end up catching more passes than Diggs. It's possible Diggs gets an explosive play, but I'm going to go Thielen because it's safer. Love the matchup this week. Not much to say. Adam Thielen, you should start him if you have him. What do you got, wide receiver?
Wide receiver, I have Chris Godwin against the Giants. We had this debate earlier when we were doing the matchup breakdown. He likes Mike Evans a little more. I still like Chris Godwin. In the Bruce Arians offense, the slot receiver always thrives, and I think Godwin's going to continue to do so. He's extremely safe. And the Giants, they've been the third worst team against wide receivers so far for fantasy, allowing 52.7 points per game in PPR formatting. There are points to go around. I love the matchup with Jameis Winston. I think Chris Godwin is the beneficiary from that as a result. And so far through 2 weeks, Godwin, he's the wide receiver 14, and he's coming off a great performance with 8 for 121 and a touchdown. So I think that's going to continue for him this week.
Yeah, moving to tight end. Originally, I had Mark Andrews.
Are you pivoting?
I'm not going to go Mark Andrews
because it's too obvious.
It just seems too obvious. Not that yours isn't also obvious. But it's okay, because if I have one sleeper, you can have an obvious one, okay? I'm going Will Disley. That's just because of the fact that this matchup, the Seahawks against the Saints, getting into the red zone, Russell Wilson has been targeting Disley. I'm going to go with him this week. Mark Andrews, just start him if you have him. Disley is a good option off the waiver wire. I like him more than most likely anyone else off your waiver wire. Disley's a good play this week. And your tight end start is?
Well, I feel like crap now because I guess it's too obvious.
I mean, you could still pick him. But
yeah, you know, it's
fine. I mean,
fine.
You're not going to bench him if you have him.
Yeah, no, definitely don't bench this guy, but I'll give two.
Okay.
How about that? All right. So my first guy, I'm going to go Evan Engram of the New York Giants. So with Daniel Jones debuting, what's a rookie quarterback's favorite target?
Yeah, to the tight end.
Tight end. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
And Saquon Barkley.
That's not part of the question here, Andrew.
No, favorite target? It's just the answer is Saquon Barkley.
No.
He's everyone's favorite target.
You know, God, you're not wrong. but Evan Engram, he's at least 1A, 1B in that conversation. So Tampa Bay actually ranks sixth worst against tight ends this season, allowing 15.2 points per game. Engram, he's looked great so far in the first 2 weeks. I think that's going to continue for him. A sleeper, I guess. I think Greg Olsen, he's a great start against the Cardinals. We saw it last week. He had a phenomenal game week two against the Bucks as well. So that kind of honestly bodes in the favor of Evan Engram because we saw Greg Olsen do it. So I think it's going to continue for Greg Olsen against the Cardinals. If Kyle Allen is the starter, he's going to need to check it down. It'll be a lot of McCaffrey, a lot of Greg Olsen. So especially in PPR formats, Olsen, he's a really safe play.
Moving over to the defenses, my defense also seems obvious, but
yeah, it's too obvious, Andrew.
Okay,
you can't have that, okay?
Now, it's the Cowboys against the Dolphins.
I'll take the Patriots.
We clearly saw what the Patriots did last week against the Dolphins. But the reason I'm saying the Cowboys is because last week I played the Cowboys defense in what should have been a decent start against the Redskins, and they only put up like a point for me. Like, they were bad last week. So I'm just giving you an extra push here to start them against the Dolphins, but they could be available on the waivers because if someone didn't check the matchup for this week and they just said last week they dropped them. For example, we're recording this on Wednesday. If the Cowboys defense got dropped because they did poorly last week, you should go pick them up in case they're available in your league. Just grab them. Just watch what happens. Should be a good game here for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm expecting at least like 15 to 20 points in that defense.
That'd be great.
That's basically another flex for
I need
you,
it.
So that's great.
What about your start? Are you confident in your defensive start here?
I kind of like my defense. I'm starting the Packers. So I have three bullet points here. The first one is they're playing against the Broncos. My first bullet point is it's Joe Flacco. So Flacco, he kind of struggles against the pass rush. The Packers' defensive front has looked great through the first 2 weeks. They're going to get a lot of pressure on Joe Flacco. They're going to negate the running game as a result. So they're going to put the game on the back of Joe Flacco, and I think he's going to make a few mistakes, and I think the Packers will capitalize, especially because they are at home, and with that Lambeau crowd, there's really none other like it. So they're really going to be a really, really safe play this week. The first 2 weeks, they put up 14 fantasy points at Chicago in Soldier Field, so that's pretty great to see that. And then week two, they had 10 points against the Vikings. So that trend, I think, is pretty safe for the Packers. I think worst-case scenario, you're going to get like 6 to 8 points, which you could do a lot worse than that for a defense.
Yeah, definitely. No, I like your start of the Packers. I think they could easily get a lot of sacks on Flacco this week. That does it for our phenomenal starts this week. If you guys have any more questions, contact us on Twitter at the FFPhenoms. That's where we answer our start questions, trade questions, anything like that. Contact us. Also on our main Twitter accounts, this is at Justin Herforth or me at PhenomAC. Reach out. Let us know if you guys have any questions.
And I believe we will be live again this Sunday on Twitter to answer any of your questions. We had some technical difficulties last week. The
might
stream
be Justin, might be me. Could be both of us.
Tune in to find out.
Could be I might dress up in a costume.
Oh, you have to dress up in a costume now.
Oh, maybe.
You put it out there.
Can I dress up as like Raisin Brand? James Conner?
You're going to get like a really big like cardboard box and like draw Raisin?
Exactly.
You know,
I'll just hold a box of Raisin Brand up on the screen.
See, that's not as good. You got to be dressed up.
Or I'll be eating Raisin Bran.
That's disgusting.
I'll power through.
Oh, no.
For you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Any last words you want to say to our listeners before we leave?
Make sure you follow us on social media. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Make sure you subscribe. Just stay tuned with us. We're glad you guys are following along with us so far. We're slowly expanding. We're getting a little bigger each week, so we're really excited to see that. Help you guys get those W's. And, yeah, so far so good.
Yeah. Have a good week, guys. Hope you win your games.
All right. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.